The Enhancer of Delight, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, also the highly splendorous Lakshman, the enhancer of the joy of Sumatra, offers his obeisances to you and asks of your well-being. Hanuman speaking to Sita Devi, Valmiki Ramayana, Sunda Kand, 34.35. Shri Hanuman here refers to Lakshman as one who enhances the delight of Sumatra. Sumatra is one of the three queens to King Dashrath of Ayodhya. The reference is intentional, as Hanuman is speaking to Sita Devi, the wife of Shri Rama. Rama is also a son of Dashrath, but born of the queen Kausalya. Rama and Lakshman are thus brothers, and Sumatra one of three mothers-in-law to Sita. It's understandable for the mother-in-law and the wife of the son to clash. They share an interest, and only one person can handle the majority of the responsibility. The mother has raised the son since birth, providing for his every need. Then suddenly a stranger, from another family, enters the picture and assumes the same role. The mother is not afraid to correct the daughter-in-law. The mother wants the son to be taken care of, and the daughter-in-law feels the pressure of expectation. Someone is always watching over her. In Sita's case there were three people, six eyes if you will, watching and recording her every move. The situation was unique for more reasons than just the number of mothers. Sita had no issue with any of Dashrath's queens. They all loved her like a daughter, and she was completely respectful. She followed the example of her father, the venerable King Janaka of Videha. Using basic substitution, we can deduce that Hanuman is saying that Lakshman increases the ananda, or bliss, of someone who is very dear to Sita. In this situation Hanuman is both trying to relay an important message and prove his authenticity as Rama's messenger. Sita is in great difficulty, where she can't trust anyone. Hanuman is a stranger to her, so she is not sure if he really is Rama's messenger. Sita is separated from Rama and feeling the grief caused by that separation. Hanuman says that Lakshman is Mahateja, or highly splendorous. As the son of a king, Rama is of the Kshatriya order, which is the warrior class. The Sanskrit word Teja also refers to power. A good Kshatriya should be full of Teja, and it was the case with both Rama and Lakshman. The highly splendorous Lakshman would later accompany Rama to Lanka and rescue Sita. Thus she should not worry over how she will be saved. Even though the fiendish king of Lanka took her away in secret, he would soon enough reap the proper punishment. Hanuman says that Lakshman has asked of Sita's welfare and offered his obeisances. This aspect of the message was very important to the situation. The last time Sita saw Lakshman, she insulted him greatly. Her husband Rama was led away from the hermitage by a deer that Sita asked him to chase. Then there was a troubling sound that resembled Rama's voice. Lakshman was instructed not to leave Sita alone, but she told him to go check on Rama. As he was not listening to her, Sita resorted to insults. She finally succeeded in driving him away. She obviously felt remorseful later on. Hanuman's words meant that Lakshman did not harbor any ill will. He understood that her words, though hurtful, were rooted in love for Rama. Lakshman wanted to save Sita as much as Rama did. Lakshman is the faithful younger brother of Rama. He cannot live without Rama. In youth, he would not take his meals or go to sleep unless Rama had done so first. Sita knew all of this, and so by hearing these words she understood that Hanuman knew Lakshman as well. That enhancer of the delight of his respectable mother would soon apply his great splendor in the mission to remove Sita's woes. This is the greatness of Lakshman. He works only for Rama, for pleasing him. It is said in the Padma Puran by Lord Shiva that greater than worship of Vishnu, or God, is worship of anything related to Vishnu. Rama is the same Vishnu, and so Sita is directly related to Vishnu. Lakshman and Hanuman worship Sita by risking their lives to protect her. They feel tremendous joy as a result of this engagement, and one who follows their example gets the same benefit. The worship and respect of Hanuman, Lakshman, Sita and others directly related to Rama leads to the pinnacle achievement of life, devotion. That is the one thing to ask for from the higher authorities. the only reward worth seeking. Lakshman gives that devotion through his example and the words he passes down in the chain of disciplic succession, of which he is the origin. He empowers the guru, the bona fide representative of Rama, with Teja to deliver fallen souls who remain humble and sincere in their desire to be lifted out of the pain and suffering of the material existence. In closing, to sincere with devotion gifted, so that out of material ocean lifted, from Lakshman, Sumatra's son, deviating from Rama's service none. Message from Hanuman to Lankat asked that Lakshman of Sita's welfare asked meant Ravan's punishment soon coming. Mahateja applied for victorious becoming.